This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israeli army has released video saying it found Hamas operatives' money and weapons in Al-Shifa hospital.
We call Hamas terrorists to surrender.
IDF spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says soldiers found and fought Hamas terrorist operatives and Islamic Jihad groups in the compound army. A video also showed various weapons allegedly found in Al-Shifa. Recent days have seen an intensification of fighting in northern parts of Gaza captured by Israeli forces earlier in the war, including Al-Shifa, once Gaza's biggest hospital, now one of the few even partially functioning in the north. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is planning to travel to Israel this week as part of his sixth urgent mission to the Middle East since Israel's war with Hamas began in October. The previously unannounced stop comes as relations between the two countries have soured dramatically in recent weeks. The Israel trip will cap Blinken's latest Middle East tour, which started in Saudi Arabia Wednesday and will continue in Egypt Thursday. The top U.S. diplomat will be in Tel Aviv on Friday after 2 days of talks with Arab leaders and foreign ministers of Jeddah and Cairo, all focused on the war in Gaza. Attempts to negotiate a ceasefire and hostage release deal, increase humanitarian aid deliveries, and plan for Gaza's post-conflict future all top the agenda. U.S. congressional leaders are working to put a positive light on a $1.2 trillion spending package that lawmakers look to approve before funding expires at midnight Friday for several key government agencies. Text of the legislation had not been released as of Wednesday afternoon, but lawmakers were expecting an official unveiling early Thursday. Democrats said they fended off most of the spending cuts and policy changes House Republicans had sought. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports on a Russian missile attack on Kyiv.
Officials say Russia has fired dozens of cruise and ballistic missiles at Ukraine's capital. It's the first attack on Kyiv in 44 days. City authorities said residents were woken up by loud explosions early morning in the capital. Air defenses shot down all the incoming missiles, although authorities said over a dozen people, including a child, were injured by falling wreckage. Ukraine's emergency service said dozens of people were evacuated from their homes. The attack came after repeated Ukraine aerial attacks in recent days on Russia's Belgorod region near the border with Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin had threatened to respond in kind to the attacks. I'm Karen Chamas.
Violent crime was down last year in the United States. AP's Lisa Dwyer has those details.
New FBI statistics show violent crime in the United States dropping again last year, continuing a downward trend after a pandemic-era spike. Murders dropped 13% in the last quarter of 2023 as compared to the same period the year before. Violent crime overall was down 6%. Property crime ticked downward about 3% across the nation overall, except for the Northeast and in large cities with a population of over a million people, which actually saw an increase by about that same amount. The quarterly report is based on data sent to the FBI from about 80% of the law enforcement agencies around the country. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Armed gangs continue launching new attacks in the suburbs of Port-au-Prince, with heavy gunfire echoing across once peaceful communities near the Haitian capital. Associated Press journalists reported seeing at least five bodies in and around the suburbs, and gangs blocked the entrances to some areas. People in the communities under fire Wednesday called radio stations pleading for help from Haiti's National Police Force. Among the communities targeted, There were three, in fact. The attacks came 2 days after gangs went on a rampage through some upscale neighborhoods. At least a dozen people were killed then. Republican lawmakers across the United States were already jockeying to inject the states deeper into immigration enforcement when the U.S. Supreme Court, if only briefly, let Texas enforce a new law giving police broad powers to arrest migrants suspected of crossing the border illegally. Within hours Tuesday, another court blocked it again. Same day, Iowa cast a final vote on a bill similar to the Texas proposal. In New Hampshire, lawmakers are nearing passage of legislation to allow police to bring trespassing charges against people suspected of illegally entering the U.S. from Canada. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.